Entre l'arbre et l'écorce, il ne va pas mettre le doigt. Ch-ch-ching, a song like cracking seeds. The crows groan in the bare branches. A squirrel scuttles through dry leaves. In the sky, one long white feathered plume. A hawk, turning in circles, disappears, glints back, swoops darkly round, disappears into mist, and flashes back again, bright sliver of steel, torn metal. There is a woman here who lost a child last year. Quietly, she paints and paints and paints. She keeps herself to herself, but when you speak to her, she smiles. She gives directions to this lake. The boathouse, she has told me. Look out at the lake from there. Look out. Nothing could stop me from stepping into that dark, damp, reverberant enclosure. Look out. Weeping. Ching. Ching. I pause halfway across the slanted floor. The water drips from the eaves onto the concrete caves, onto the still brown water. She knew, did she, what I would find here. I never want to leave. Ching. The water dripping from the eaves. Ching. The branch brushing the water's edge. Ching. The bird shivering with song. We were meant to be this way. Secret, quiescent, open. Ching. Open.